should not personally ride on their cars.
A young neighbor caught up in vandalism.
What reason would your friends have to draw on their cars?
A remark they made about hating gay people.
But her own tolerance was tested.
She said God was punishing us for all the gays. I have a gay son. My daughter was very upset about this.
We never said that, Your Honor.
Your reaction is to commit a crime. That doesn't equate in this country.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Bruce and Janet Stacey are suing their former friend, Deborah Coyne, for the cost to board a horse and for vandalism to their vehicles.
Order. All rise.
Case number 233 on the calendar in the matter of Stacey versus Coyne.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Fires have been sworn in. You may be seated.
I'm going to start out with you, Ms. Coyne. You had two horses. You were going through a difficult financial time. You couldn't keep the two horses. The plaintiffs were friends or neighbors, and they understood your financial situation. This was a couple of years ago. And they offered, or you asked, if they could take care of your two horses. And they have a horse farm. They said, fine. And everything was fine, and the understanding was, according to them at least, that once you were back on your feet, and if you were going to leave the horses with them, you would start paying for boarding them, which is an expensive proposition, which I know a little, because nobody boards their horses for nothing. Nobody. Unless there is some quid pro quo. You know, you're going to paint my house, you can board your horses here, you're going to antique my favorite something, you're going to do it, put your hand down. There are certain things that are common sense and certain things are not. Well, there came a time, perhaps a year ago, that one of the horses started to give them some trouble. Just for my own information, because this I don't know, I'm not a horse person. What kind of trouble does a horse start to get into?
A horse may not respect your personal space, so you have a 1,200-pound horse that's charging you. We had a neighbor feeding them, and he almost knocked her down. He was biting and headbutting.
Okay, and this was one of the horses?
Yes, right. Ma'am.
So there was some discussion about what to do with that horse?
Yes.
What did you and the defendant decide to do with that horse?
We had spoke with her and told her that it was unsafe for our children or anyone else on the farm. Asked her if she would please remove the horse. She stated that she was going to call Cole's previous owners, see if they would buy the horse. She got back to us and said our economy was poor out there. People were dropping horses on public ground and private ground because they couldn't afford them. She said they did not want the horse, and she did not know what to do with the horse. Some time passed, and then we had went to her and said...
When you're talking about sometime, how much time?
Probably about 2 to 3 weeks that we had not heard back from her. We went to her and said that we attend a Bible camp that has a horsemanship program, and would she be willing to donate the horse to Turkey Hill?
And what did she say?
She agreed. We just stated that we would have to see if they wanted the horse. And so we contacted them. They came down and looked at the horse and did some things. And Mr. Allen agreed that they would take Cole.
Okay. And you signed the horse over to this Turkey Hill? Is that what
she did not sign anything. They offered to give a donation letter, but she did not want one.
So far, is that correct with regard to Cole?
I don't remember anything about a donation letter, but I did say yes, that they could give the horse.
So that's correct.
Yes.
And that was in what month and year?
It happened between March, and they picked the horse up May of 2012.
And at that point, how long had you had the two horses?
We had been starting to board them since April of 2011 when we purchased our farm.
Now, the other horse's name is Strawberry. Strawberry is still with you?
Yes, yep. Ma'am.
Well, what do you plan to do with that horse? Now, look at me. Don't look down there. What do you plan to do with that horse?
My ex-sister-in-law has a friend who has a farm in Leesburg, and he said he would be glad to have Strawberry come and stay on his farm.
And how are you supposed to pay the plaintiffs for having cared for this horse for the last year?
Well, the original agreement was that I would pay for hay with them, and then I've done things like...
I'm talking about the past year. What are you going to do about payment for them taking care of this one horse? Let's not even talk about Cole, which is off, hopefully, with a new personality in a new place. It's very nice you found somebody else to take over your problem. What are you going to do about paying them?
Well, I have given them some things.
No, I want you to tell me exactly what you've done to pay them over the last year.
It was a, sort of a barter. I gave them a bed. I provided towing.
Just a second. You gave them a bed when?
I think it was May of this last year.
May of 2013?
Mm-hmm. That's incorrect.
When was the bed?
I'm not sure exactly.
I believe it was April of 2012. She had stated to us she was getting a new nice mattress and that she was giving her daughter her old mattress and she was getting rid of the twin mattress. And I asked her how much it was. At first she stated it was $75, but then she changed the price. $100. And I said, we would be interested in that. Could we just take it off of boarding fees? And she agreed that we could do that.
Had she at that time given you any money?
No, ma'am. We've told her times that she owed, and we would mention, you know, do you have any money towards boarding? When we first moved the horses, she agreed if we would set up transportation, we were paying somebody to transport them $50. I paid that up front. She never gave me the money for that.
Okay, Ms. Coyne, I want to tell you something. So far, as you can gather from my tone, I'm unsympathetic with you because it would seem to me that you have the following choice. You either turn the horse over to them and say, listen, I'm sorry I don't have the money to pay you for boarding, but I'm going to give you my horse. But you can't just use people and abuse people like that. It's wrong. What else did you do for them or give them?
First of all, it was...
What else did you do for them?
It was
them?
Not just a mattress. It was a whole bed with what, drawers.
What else did you
I
do
for... I paid for them to get their truck towed when it burnt up
just
in the driveway.
Just a second. You paid for them to get their truck towed. When was that and how much did you pay?
It was, I used my AAA, which was $75 for a tow.
You used your AAA. Were you charged for the tow?
I have to pay my AAA bill.
That's baloney. So far, I'm unsympathetic with you. You
I
pay
also
your triple,
let them use...
You pay... Just a second. So what you did was, AAA came, towed their car, and you used your AAA account, for, which cost you nothing, because you have AAA for yourself. What did you do for them?
Well, they didn't have to pay to tow the truck.
What did you do for them?
I also let them use my shed to store stuff in.
I'm unsympathetic with you. What do you want to do with the horse?
I want to take it back and pay for the hay. They never asked me for boarding money.
I actually think you're outrageous. I actually think you're outrageous
But I let them use the horse. They took it to camp.
You're outrageous. Because if you cannot have the horse yourself, and these people have been doing something nice for you, we're going to get to your daughter in a second, because that's the second part of their case, that your daughter, along with her friends, vandalized some of the cars. Did you do that with your friends? Did your friends do it?
My friends did.
Were you there with them? Were you there with them? The answer is either yes or no.
Yes.
Do you understand? There is a problem that I have with people abusing other people's good nature. You live close by to each other?
We share a driveway.
You share a driveway. She has 2 days to get the horse off your property. If she doesn't, I will draft an order granting you ownership of the horse. I will make a decision that you have a lien on the horse, and since she has not paid the lien, you are now the rightful owners of the horse. Do you understand?
I tried to move the horse.
Just a second. What?
In the 31 months we've had the horse, we've come to love the horse, our family.
Fine. I'm telling you now, she has 2 days to move her horse from this second. If it's not off their property in 48 hours from right now, I will have my lawyer enter an order that the lien has been satisfied and the horse now belongs to them. In addition, I'm awarding them fees for taking care of your horse if, in fact, you do remove your horse, and the fees that I'm going to award them for taking care of your horse at, let's say, a fair rate for the last year of $200 a month is $2,400. Before we get to the vandalizing of the cars, we understand each other?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, stand up. Your first name is?
Miranda.
How old are you?
17.
17 years old. And I want you to tell me what you know about vandalizing their cars.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Tolerance is terrific for you to teach your daughter. And if someone is behaving in an intolerant way, and they deny that it happened. But the response, and your excuse for the response, is totally out of line.
And later today.
On what date was your toothbrush removed from the premises?
August 15th.
15th.
Yeah. Well, that's what you just told me, August 15th. Right. I mean, are you together this afternoon?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Bruce and Janet Stacey claim former friend Deborah Coyne owes for the cost to board a horse and for vandalism to their vehicles.
Now, tell me what you know about vandalizing their cars.
It was window chalk. It was not paint.
You used window chalk?
Yeah, I did not personally write on their cars. I wrote on my friend's car and my mom's car. My friends drew on their cars, and it was on the windows.
What reason would your friends have to draw on their cars?
It was because of a remark they made about hating gay people.
We never said that,
Just
Your Honor.
Who told that to your friends?
I told them because I was upset about it.
You told,
said it to me.
Just a second. You told who?
My friends.
You told your friends. Was there damage to your cars?
Yes.
I'd like to see.
We also have police reports.
No, I just want to see the damage to the cars. Did all this stuff come off?
Some of it did not, and on the horse trailer, it's actually on the paint, and we could not.
Well, I'd like to see it after you had the cars washed.
We got the writing off. We did get that.
The horse trailer is a special, it's a different kind of metal.
You mean this line?
Yeah,
right.
The squiggly line.
Right, a big line down the side of our horse trailer.
And that wouldn't come off?
Right, it's because it's a different kind of metal, it's not car metal. Mm-hmm.
Can it be repainted?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you want to tell me something?
Yes, ma'am. Janet came over to me one day and she said, last summer we had a really bad drought in Missouri, and she told me that the reason we had the drought was because God was punishing us for all the gays. I have a gay son. My daughter was very upset about this. I was very offended about that. And that was
just a second. So what you do is, let us assume it's true. They say it's not, but let us assume that that's what they said to you. You mean your reaction is to commit a crime?
No,
is that
no.
what you're saying? I mean, because
no.
that's what vandalism is.
Yeah.
Your
no,
reaction
I'm just saying
to
that's why your friends did
your
that.
Reaction, not her friends, she and her friends. Your reaction is to commit a crime. That doesn't equate in this country. I would be sensitive too if somebody called me an ethnic slur, but my response would not be to go and break all their windows. That would not be my response. I would think that they are stupid. I'm speaking. I would think that they're stupid. I would think that they're short-sighted. I would think that they had a wrong sense of social justice. I would think all of those things. But I would not go and take rocks and bash all their windows in. I would not commit any other act that is vandalism and a crime. And if that's what you think is appropriate for your daughter to do because she and her friends were upset, then you're teaching her the wrong lesson. Tolerance is terrific for you to teach your daughter. And if someone is behaving in an intolerant way, then you say, listen, they're short-sighted, they're small-minded, and they deny that they say, you don't even have to answer. They deny that it happened. But the response, because that's all I'm interested in, your response and your excuse for the response is totally out of line. You owe them $2,900, $2,400 for the horse, unless you pick it up in 47 and a half hours, and $500 to repaint their old trailer. We're done here.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
It's very sad. We've always tried to be good neighbors to her.
Well, I understand they know my friend is gay. They're very religious. She's made lots of comments about she doesn't send her kids to school because of that.
As far as telling her I hate gays, that's not true. I have some friends that are homosexual.
I guess they think that we live a terrible lifestyle for some reason.
I do not approve of their lifestyle, but I will love them.
Just try to get along with them, I guess, as best I can.
To judge me for my faith in America? That is my right.
One day at a time.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Moore versus Hunter. Step forward.
Thurston Moore is suing former tenant Elizabeth Hunter for unpaid rent and cleaning fees. Elizabeth is countersuing for the return of 1 month's rent and security deposit.
Mr. Moore, the defendant was your tenant. Is that right?
Yes, Your Honor.
And you claimed that she moved out and she owes you some rent.
Yes, Your Honor.
She says that you were a landlord from hell. You said she was a tenant from hell. She says that you owe her her security deposit back. She wants punitive damages. She wants her rent back because whatever. Anyway, I'm going to make this very easy on myself.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
listen to me very carefully.
Your Honor, right
I said
here.
To you, listen to me very carefully.
Yes, Your Honor.
I said to you, she lived there 2 months.
But she didn't pay it all, Your Honor.
I want you.
She didn't pay it all.
I want you to be quiet.
Yes, Your Honor.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Thurston Moore says former tenant Elizabeth Hunter owes for rent and cleaning fees.
Now, on what date, Miss Hunter, did you move in to Mr. Moore's home?
It was approximately.
Not approximately. If you don't know the answer, I'm going to get it from him. On what date did she move into your home?
July 8th, Your Honor.
2013?
Yes, Your Honor.
And what was the monthly rent?
$525, Your Honor.
So far, is the rent correct?
Yes.
$525?
Yes, Your Honor.
On what date, Miss Hunter, did you move out of the apartment?
I moved out of the space August the 15th.
That's incorrect, Your Honor.
Physically.
On what date was your toothbrush removed from the premises?
I moved everything out August the 15th.
Yeah. Well, that's what you just told me, August 15th. Right. I mean, are you together this afternoon?
Yes, I moved everything out.
Well, you told me you moved out physically August 15th. He said, no, that's not correct. I said, when did you move out everything? And you said, August 15th.
That's correct.
Your Honor, she began to move her property out on August 15th. As from her 30-day notice that she gave me, Your Honor, right here, we did the final walkthrough where she turned in her keys and got the last bit of her property.
On what date?
September 2nd, Your Honor.
May I see it, please? Yeah, you signed this on September 1st, 2013. That was the date of the walkthrough.
Your Honor, I came with a friend that I ended up renting another room from because of the hostility during the course of me being there and then after I put in my notice. On August 2nd, everything was already moved out because I had moved everything out with a friend who had come by. He even took pictures of me leaving.
You have any proof of that?
Do I have any proof of it?
Proof. Because even your answer doesn't say that. Your answer says on August 10th you gave him a 30-day notice.
I did.
And well, then you just told him you moved out on August 2nd.
I did. And I asked him to do a walkthrough, Your Honor, at that time. He said, no, I'm not doing the walkthrough today.
I actually don't believe you. 7-8 to September, so it's 2 months' rent.
Yes, Your Honor.
How much rent did she pay you?
$1,050, Your Honor.
Well, then she doesn't owe you any rent. She paid you $1,050. She lived there 2 months. She paid you 2 months. What do you want?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Go ahead.
Your Honor, from what she didn't pay was when she gave her 30-day notice.
She lived there 2 months. She's paying you for 2 months, period. End of discussion. Do we understand each other?
Your Honor, what
1050.
What she didn't pay. Your Honor, but what she didn't pay was when she gave her 30-day notice, she was supposed to pay for up until September 10th. As for her 30-day notice, Your Honor.
Let me explain something to you, sir. She paid, she lived there 2 months. She's going to pay you for 2 months. You don't get any rent back. You do, however, get your security deposit back because you did a walkthrough and said everything looked fine.
Your Honor, everything was not fine.
How much was your security deposit?
$225.
Your Honor, she is lying, Your Honor. Right here, her security deposit was $100 refundable.
May I see it, please?
Yes, Your Honor. Your Honor,
You have any proof that your security deposit was $225?
Okay, let me reiterate. It was $100 for the security and $125 non-refundable. But the non-refundable was not justified.
Oh. You owe her $100 for her security deposit. That's all. Thank you very
Your Honor,
much. That's
Your
all.
Your Honor, wait. She did not pay, Your Honor. She did not pay all of her rent.
Listen to me, sir. I want you to listen to me very carefully.
Your Honor, right
I said
here.
To you, listen to me very carefully.
Yes, Your Honor.
I said to you, she lived there 2 months.
But she didn't pay it all, Your Honor. She didn't pay it all.
I want you to be quiet.
Yes, Your Honor.
She lived there 2 months. I asked you how much she paid you in total. You said $1,050.
Your Honor, she said
that's 2 months rent.
She stayed 2 months and 2 weeks, Your Honor, is what she stayed. That's why her 30-day notice.
Bye.
Why is that excuse? They step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I had a horrible tenant, she didn't pay her rent, and now she's scamming the system.
Really and truly, we need to screen landlords now. Had I done that, I mean, you can't look at him and tell until you actually enter into that situation.
She came and just told a bunch of lies, tried to say that she didn't pay, or she said she did pay, well, she didn't.
I told the truth, everything but the truth. I pray for him.
I don't think I'll be running again.